To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome to the show, folks. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. It's game day. Let's fast forward really quickly. We're going to the national anthem as first pitch is almost underway. Hammerheads and Cardinals coming up next. Here's your national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the brave.
Sweet Blue Volano. You find more about Blue at
And how about that, folks? Sweet Lou getting us ready for today's big game between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. How about that? It's an exciting, it's going to be an amazing 4th of July weekend. That's right. Bash at the Dean at Abacoa. Call it whatever you want. We're going to have a good time this weekend as we celebrate. We celebrate our independence. I'm so excited to be back with you in the booth. Walter Works calling the game today. The Cardinals hosting the Jupiter Hammerheads. Let's go over your lineup really quick for today's game. Leading things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads, right fielder Brett Roberts. In the second spot, second baseman Ian Lewis. Batting third, center fielder Javier Sanoa. In the cleanup spot, batting fourth, Chase Luttrell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Torin Montgomery. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez. In the seventh spot, the shortstop, Harrison Spahn. And in the eighth spot, the catcher, Sam Prater. And in the bottom of the order, batting ninth, the left fielder, Noah Williamson. Pitcher today for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Matt Barnes. And how about your Palm Beach Cardinals looking to get back to their winning ways, leading off as left fielder Chris Rotundo. In the second spot, designated hitter Juan Bin Cho. Batting third, the catcher Leonardo Bernal. In the cleanup spot, big-time prospect Joshua Baez. Batting fifth, Carlos Linares, the first baseman. Batting sixth, Addison Cruz, the center fielder. Batting seventh, Javier Bolivar. He's the third baseman. Batting eighth, Lisandro Espinosa. He's playing second base. And batting ninth, Jonathan Mejia. He's the shortstop. Pitching for your Palm Beach Cardinals is Cade Winquest. How exciting. The Hammerheads coming into this game with an overall record of 37-33. The Cardinals at 38-32. But we are well aware the second half of the season is underway. It's a clean slate for many of these teams in the Florida State League, especially in the East. If you look at the standings so far early on in the second half, the Tortugas are unbeaten with a 5-0 record. The Hammerheads are in second with a record of 2-2. The St. Lucie Mets are in third with a record of 1-3. And the Cardinals in fourth place, but early on, they had a great first half. They're currently 1-4. So here we go, Friday Night Baseball from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch to Brett Roberts, that's called a strike number one. Winquest on the mound with a 6.07 ERA, 38 strikeouts in the season, 43 innings pitched. Next pitch to Roberts, foul tipped, that's going to be strike two. Here comes the 0-2. And a big swing and a miss, and Roberts goes down swinging. That's strikeout number one for Winquest. So the first strikeout of the game coming early on for Winquest. Roberts going down swinging. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis in the box. Ian Lewis with an average of 224, no dingers, but he has 16 ribbies. First pitch to Lewis, ball one. Winquest getting set on the mound. Here comes the 1-0. Lewis making contact, but over the head of everybody there in the Hammerheads bullpen. That's a foul, strike one. Count goes 1-1 to Lewis. Leonardo Bernal behind the plate, catching for your Palm Beach Cardinals. It's going to be that 1-2 punch today between Winquest and Bernal, and Lewis making contact over to the shortstop. It's going to be one heck of a defensive play if he gets there, but beating the throw is Lewis. So Lewis gets up to first with a stand-up single. That's going to be counted as a hit. Nice piece of hitting by Lewis. Mejia got a nice glove on it, but it was just hit too perfectly for the speed and talent of Lewis. He gets the first with a base hit. So that's the first hit of the game for the Hammerheads. Looking to get off to a quick start here. Here comes the pitch to Sanoa. Javier Sanoa up in the box. He fouls that one. Count goes 0-1. Sanoa coming into the game with a .282 average. No home runs. But when you think about Sanoa, you think about timely hitting. He makes contact and a lot of speed for the center fielder. He's got 40 RBIs. 40 RBIs so far, folks. Very impressive. So taking the next pitch, just catches the outside corner of the plate. That's going to be strike two. Lewis on first, Sanoa in the box, facing the 0-2 count. Here comes the pitch, inside, count goes 1-2. Awaiting the 1-2 pitch, here it comes. And Winquest steps off the mound, looks at Lewis over at first. So here we go, 1-2 the count. Lewis is running, and it gets by the second baseman. Lewis is rounding second, and he's easily going to get to third. The Hammerheads have runners on the corners, and Sanoa gets on first with another base hit for the Hammerheads. One out, top of the first inning, runners on first and third. And that one just got by Espinoza over at second base. Chase Luttrell up next with one out here in the top of the first inning. Hammerheads trying to get their second win in a row. And the runner's going to go. Bernal's going to try to get him out. No tag on the stolen base attempt. And Sanoa easily gets the second. So now you got a lot of speed on the bags if you're thinking about it. What the potential is right now for the Hammerheads to get off to a quick start. Runners on second and third. Not just any runners. Two guys that have a lot of speed. And a golden opportunity for Chase Luttrell, who's in that cleanup spot. I mean, this is why he's in this part of the order. When you think about the lineup, the cleanup spot is a big deal, right? Your job is to bring these guys home. So we'll see if Luttrell can come through. .268 average, 4 home runs, 26 RBIs. Counts 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Luttrell makes contact, but it goes foul. Beautiful day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The sun's out, and we're ready to have a good time. Here comes the 1-2 to Latrell. And making contact is Latrell, but it goes foul. Count stays 1-2 with one out, runners on second and third. Here comes Winquist's 15th pitch of the evening. And making contact is Latrell, bouncing, Bernal getting to it, throwing him out at first, but easily getting home is Lewis. Heads up baseball by Ian Lewis, cautiously looking on and taking the gamble, going for home, and he is safe. He's safe, and just like that, the Hammerheads are up 1-0. So a 1-0 lead for Jupiter. Sanoa on third. And now the big bat in Torin Montgomery. 311 average, 2 home runs, 17 RBIs. He's up next. First pitch to Montgomery, foul ball, strike one. Winquest trying to get out of this inning. 16 pitches in the books for Cade. A tough task here. Only one out away, but you got Sanoa on third. Montgomery in the box. Here comes the pitch. Nice breaking ball by Winquest. That's strike number two. Just getting the second half underway in the Florida State League East. It's going to be very interesting to see what teams bounce back and have a better second half than they did a first half. I mean, let's be honest. We didn't think the St. Lucie Mets would struggle so much in the first half. Now they have a chance at redemption. Look at the Daytona Tortugas, right? They're 5-0. Who would have thought that? And now the Cardinals are on the other ends of things. They're struggling with a 1-4 record, but early on here in the second half. Here comes the 1-2 to Montgomery. And he smacks this one, and what a grab by Espinoza at second. Talk about a gem on defense. Espinoza with a diving grab gets it over to Linares, and that's out number three, and that's all she wrote for the top of the first. But on two hits, the Hammerheads are able to bring home one run. They currently lead 1-0, but you know what? The bottom of the first is right around the corner. That's right. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, with this Friday night matchup between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Live on MILB.com. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the first inning, Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Chris Rotundo leading things off for your Palm Beach Cardinals. On the mound for the Hammerheads, Matt Barnes, getting his first repetitions of the season. You gotta love that. We'll see how Matt comes through for the Hammerheads. Rotundo with a 236 average, 2 home runs, 25 ribbies, facing the 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch. And downstairs, that's going to be ball number one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rotundo. Breaking ball catches all of the plate at 82 miles per hour. That's strike two. Due up, Juan Bincho on deck, followed by Bernal. Rotundo ripping this one, but just foul by the third baseline. 1-2 count with no outs here in the start of the bottom of the first. Yesterday we had a doubleheader here at the Dean. Hammerheads taking one game, Cardinals taking another game, splitting the day. Here comes the 1-2. This one's fouled. Count remains 1-2. I took a little bit of time off from the booth, but let me tell you, I've missed you guys, and I've missed catching the Stars of Tomorrow here, seeing all the talent and obviously the beautiful game of baseball. And I bring that up because that's not only what you get here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Oh my goodness, we got a jam-packed weekend in store for you guys here in Jupiter as Rotundo goes down swinging. So that's strike three, and that's the first strikeout of the game and of the season for Matt Barnes. How about that? Well, now it's Juan Bincho time, batting 272, three home runs, 28 RBIs. This is a guy this organization is very high on. There's a lot of talent when you're thinking Juan Bincho, and don't you know, he's been really producing, and he's having a pretty good season here his first time around with the Palm Beach Cardinals. 1-0 to count to Bincho. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, ball two. Two oh the count with one out. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. And Bincho checks his swing. It's going to be called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Bernal on deck. Baez is after him if we get there. Here comes the 2-1. Nice breaking ball by Barnes. Catches the plate. 83 mile per hour on that breaking ball. Count goes even, 2-2. So here comes the 2-2 pitch. Barnes to Bincho, and this one almost gets away from Prater, but he gets right in front of it just in the nick of time. No runners on base. Barnes trying to keep his composure on the mound, approaching his 12th pitch. Full count now to Bincho, one out. Here comes the 3-2. And Bincho, a big swing and a miss. And how about Matt Barnes with his second strikeout? Punching out Bincho, and Bincho heads back to the dugout. So two batters for Barnes, two strikeouts. You got to be happy if you're a part of the Jupiter Hammerheads faithful. Leonardo Bernal up next. And you got to love a catcher that can hit. That's what you get with Bernal, with a .253 average, three home runs, 32 RBIs. Third spot in that batting order, so important, especially with the big bat, and Joshua Baez up next in the cleanup spot. Counts 0-1 to Leonardo Bernal. Here comes the pitch from Barnes. Just misses the outside corner. Count goes 1-1. So a 1-1 count, two outs. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Here comes the pitch. And nice piece of hitting by Bernal, but what a catch by Harrison Spahn. My, oh, my. We've gotten a good look at some defense early on in this game. The Hammerheads on top, 1-0. That's it for the first inning. Top of the second coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Walter Works with you on the call for this matchup between the Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Friday night baseball. The Hammerheads are on top. It's the top of the second. Jupiter with a 1-0 advantage. Rodriguez in the box. Makes contact. Chips it, though, to Winquest, who easily gets it over to the first baseman, Linares. And that's going to be a quick out number one. So Rodriguez is retired.
The shortstop number three from Tarzana, California, Harrison Spahn.
Harrison Spahn up next for the Hammerheads. He closed out the first inning there with a spectacular defensive play over in the shortstop position. He's going to face Winquest up next. Here comes the first pitch, and this one is just thrown nowhere near Bernal. A wild throw there. Nobody on base, of course. So it's a... okay. 1-0 the count, one out. Winquest getting set, approaching pitch number 22. Here it comes. And that's going to be a 96 mile per hour fastball. Strike one. Robbie the Redbird, he's making his rounds, saying hello to everybody, and sometimes I think Robbie has more friends than I do, and how is that possible? He's a big red bird, but you gotta love him. You gotta love Robbie, and you gotta love your Palm Beach Cardinals, trying to get back to their winning ways here against their roommates, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the 1-2 to Spahn. Breaking ball, a nasty pitch by Winquest. Ay Dios mio, you should have saw that ball change directions. And there was nothing Spahn can do about it. And just like that, Winquest gets strike out number two. That's going to bring up Prater. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, batting 140, nobody on base. Takes a swing at the first pitch, strike one. Here comes the 0-1, and this one catches the outside corner, strike two. And here comes the 0-2 to Prater, outside and away, ball number one. Pitch clock ticking. 5, 4, 3, 2. Here comes the pitch. It's a breaking ball, a blooper to Winquest. Can he get there in time? Nice play, a grab, and that's out number 3. Linares getting to it. Nice job by the pitcher, Winquest, showing some defense. And, of course, he's getting the pitching going. Hammerheads get nothing across home. They still lead 1-0. Bottom of the second coming right up. Walter Wirtz here with you on the call on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here we go from Boston, Massachusetts, the big prospect, the big-time bat, all the talent in the world, Joshua Baez, up next. Leading things off in the bottom of the second, Matt Barnes on the mound here. He's got 2 strikeouts already early on in his first work of the season. First pitch to Baez, ball 1. Baez batting .235 with 5 home runs, 22 RBIs. Here comes the pitch from Barnes. Makes contact, but it goes foul. So the count's 1-1 to Baez. Hammerheads hanging on to a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Pitch clock is ticking all the way down. And Baez makes some contact. A nice shot right over the head of the second baseman. Sorry, the shortstop Spahn. Nobody's able to get to it. And with a little blooper, got to do what it takes, right? Baez gets on first. So Baez doing what he has to do. Linares up next. Linares batting .244 with 1 home run, 12 ribbies. Here comes the first pitch to Linares. Big swing and a miss, strike 1. So 0-1 the count. Just a slight breeze here today in Jupiter. Here comes the pitch from Barnes. And making contact right over to Spahn. Spahn's going to flick it over to Lewis at second. Then right over to first. And how about that? A nice double play there by the Hammerheads. And there's 2 outs. A quick 2 outs. Spahn to Lewis to Montgomery for the double play. The double play. Hammerheads looking good so far on defense. With a 1-0 lead, that's going to bring up Addison Cruz. So Cruz up next, the center fielder, batting .240. No dingers, but 12 ribbies. Takes the first pitch, low, ball 1. Here comes the pitch from Barnes outside. That's going to be ball two. Barnes again set on the mound, getting his pitch from Prater. Here comes the 2-0. And making contact is Cruz, but right over to Barnes, who easily throws it to Montgomery, and that's it for the second inning. Cardinals get a hit, but no runs coming home. Hammerheads lead 1-0. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And just like that, bottom of, top of the third inning coming up. And you know what? Let's not go to a commercial break. Let's talk some fun and exciting things that we have going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium while I have a break. Why go to a commercial break? Why not just talk about what's going on here? So let's see, tomorrow, July 1st, talk about fun. Beers around the bases, that's what we going on. That's what we got going on. Enjoy the game and beers around downtown Albacoa. I mean, we got so much going on at the stadium. We got so much going on outside of the stadium. The kids, just imagine, because it all falls on a kids' club Saturday, all the kids get to run the bases after the game. And then don't forget, starting July 3rd, okay, July 3rd is on a Monday. Monday and Tuesday, we got a double whammy. We're going to have a bash here at the Dean and Albacoa as we celebrate our independence, the best country in the world, the United States of America. We are celebrating our country. Oh, yeah, the 3rd and the 4th. It's going to be so much fun. We got a little golf cart parade going on. So many tidbits to just, so many reasons to just come to the ballpark. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. And we make it really easy for you. You can do that or just go right outside the stadium. The box office is open. Top of the third up. Hammerheads up 1-0. Noah Williamson up next. 3 home runs, 8 RBIs. He's playing left field today. First pitch to Williamson upstairs, ball one. So we got beers around the bases tomorrow. And then we got our mega bash celebrating with America's favorite pastime, baseball, and having a happy 4th of July. Can you ask for anything else? Count goes 2-0 to Williamson. Winquest still on the mound. He's got 30 pitches in the books. Here comes pitch number 31. And that 96-mile-per-hour fastball catches the corner there for strike one. Here comes the 2-1. Catches the outside corner again. Nice pitching by Winquest. Another 96-mile-per-hour fastball, making the count even at 2-2. No outs here, top of the third inning. Noah Williamson in the box for the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch from Winquest. That's going to be downstairs, bringing the count full. Here comes the 3-2. Winquest on the mound. Williamson up to bat. Big swing and a miss. Oh, yeah. Winquest with strikeout number 3.
The top of the order, the right fielder number 1.
And Williamson goes down swinging. Brett Roberts up next. He struck out his first time up. And the first pitch to Roberts is called a strike because he swung and missed. So 0-1 the count, one out. Winquest trying to get his 4th strikeout of the game. Still a lot of baseball to be played. And another big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Yeah, Winquest getting ready, winding up. Here it comes. And another swing and a miss. Three straight swings, three straight misses. Strike number three, and that's Cade Winquest's fourth strikeout of this Friday evening. Ian Lewis up next. Roberts goes down for a second time in a row on strikes. Two outs now here in the top of the third. Lewis got on base his first time around with a single. And this one inside, that's going to be ball one. So tomorrow, it's all about beers around the bases. Oh, man. The party starts at 3:45 p.m., first pitch at 6 p.m. Join us for a night of baseball and beers throughout the stadium in downtown Abacoa. It's going to be so much fun. You get your first beer for free during batting practice at the ballpark. And then you get to get your first beer for a dollar at either the Stadium Grill, Day AS Beer Garden, and Civil Society Brewing Company. Just imagine how much fun. That's all going on tomorrow, Saturday, July 1st, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Count goes 2-1 to Lewis. Here comes pitch number 41 from Winquest. And Lewis swings and misses. Count goes even 2-2. Espinoza on deck. Lewis facing a 2-2 count. And this breaking ball all the way outside. That's going to bring the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Full count all across that scoreboard. Nobody on base. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Here comes the 3-2. And a nice piece of hitting by Lewis right up the middle, past the second baseman, past the shortstop, no chance, and Lewis is on base with his second base hit of the evening. Exactly what the Hammerheads and this Marlins organization is looking for out of Lewis. Because once Lewis gets on base, anything can happen. I mean, you talk about the talent, you talk about the hitting, but have you talked about the speed of Ian Lewis? That's a whole different conversation. So here we go with two outs. Lewis on first. That's going to bring up Sanoa. Sanoa with a big-time opportunity here to keep things going around these bases. Two outs, though, here in the top of the third. Hammerhead's trying to pad these numbers, trying to get some cushion in this lead. Just up by one. Here comes the 1-0. Foul tipped. Count goes 1-1. And how about the Mega Bash here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium? That's right, Monday and Tuesday, July 3rd and 4th, with first pitch for both games starting at 6 p.m. Don't miss the biggest bash in Abacoa. I'm telling you, this is the biggest bash all year long. And what just happened there? Lewis stealing second. The throw goes wild over to get him. And he easily takes third. I was just telling you about the speed of Lewis. And he can make anything happen with heads-up baseball. And there you saw it, the perfect opportunity, a wild throw over to try to get him at second, easily taking advantage of that with his speed and getting to third with no problemo. So here we go. Sanoa now with a golden opportunity to bring home another run. And that's what I'm talking about. When you look at this lineup, the key for the Hammerheads, when you think about the top of the order, I mean, if you can get Lewis on base or even Roberts, right, that's 1-2. If you can get them on base, that's a lot of speed. And then, man, if you can get Sanoa or Latrell or Montgomery to bring them home, that's a pretty good game plan. Looks like Lewis, though, is going to trolley back on to second. He wasn't awarded the extra base. But regardless, he's on second. And if Sanoa can get just the perfect timely hit, the Hammerheads will find themselves on top 2-0. That's exactly what Jupiter is going to try to do right now with the count 1-1 to Javier Sanoa. Lindquist approaching pitch number 46. Here comes the 1-1. And he smacks this one all the way up in the air. Who's going to get to it? It's popping up all the way up into the Cardinals' bullpen. And a nice catch by Espinoza. Out number three. A little bit of noise there, but nothing really making much of a sound. So Hammerhead's almost putting another run on the board, but three outs just like that as we rock and roll. That's right, we're cruising to the bottom of the third inning. Walter works with you on the call here. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com, and we'll be back for the bottom of the third inning, but you know we're going to do it after this commercial break. I'm back. We're having some technical difficulties with our soundboard here, so the commercials will have to wait. But we're approaching the bottom of the third. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. And what was I talking about other than this fun and exciting game? Oh, that's right, Mega Bash. Mega Bash here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I know you've heard about it. I mean, what else are you going to do on the fourth? You can go to the same park, the same area that you always go to, check out the fireworks, but why not switch it up this time around? Why not go to the ballpark, have a great time, watch the Stars of Tomorrow, right? Most of these guys we'll see in the big leagues at some point, and you know they're going to be doing good because we got the best players in town. So just imagine you catch a great baseball game, and then right after the game, post-game fireworks, we're going to have a huge kids area with inflatables, specials on merchandise, and so much more. It's the Hammerheads on the third, that's right, Monday, and the Palm Beach Cardinals, and then the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to play our Jupiter Hammerheads. That's on July 4th. Javier Bolivar starting things off here in the bottom of the third for the Cardinals. Takes the first pitch there, ball one. And makes contact there, popped up in the air. Everybody's running to it, and it's going to fall right into the glove of Brett Roberts, out number one. So that's going to bring up Lisandro Espinoza with nobody on, one out. New pitcher on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That's Jose Salvador. Salvador also getting his first work of the season. First pitch to Espinoza, ball one. Next pitch to Espinoza catches the outside corner. 86 mile per hour breaking ball. That's going to be strike number one. Salvador from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 23-year-old, picked up this year. And Espinoza pops this one up, 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 all the way to the mid of Javier Sanoa. That's out number two. So Bolivar goes down, Espinoza goes down. That leaves Jonathan Mejia to keep this inning going. And the first pitch to Mejia. That one's tipped. That's going to be a foul ball. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Mejia. Just missing there on that breaking ball is Salvador, so that's going to be a ball. Count goes 1-1. And this one is smacked by Mejia over the head of Spahn and Lewis. No chance there by the infield. And Mejia gets on to first with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Stand up single by Jonathan Mejia. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo, who struck out his first time up. Cardinals trying to nibble at this hammerhead lead. Two outs here, Rotundo in the box. Here comes the pitch. This one almost gets away from Prater. Nice grab there. Nice defense by the catcher of the Hammerheads. Juan Bincho on deck. If Rotundo can put the ball in play, that would be huge for the Palm Beach Cardinals early on. 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch from Salvador. 89 mile per hour fastball, missing ball two. Count with two outs. Mejia on first after the single. Here comes the pitch. And in the dirt, that's ball number three. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Rotundo. And almost getting him, Salvador threw over to first. Mejia was there with a comfortable lead. And Salvador, the pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads, flinging it over to first baseman Montgomery, who it was that close. He might have gotten him. He might have gotten him. And now Salvador having a conversation with the umpire. Man, Mejia was just one more half a second, maybe even a millisecond, and he's out at first. Salvador not happy, still having a conversation. I'm sorry, not Salvador, the coach having a conversation. Nelson Prada talking to the ump there. So Prada walking back to the Hammerheads dugout. Counts 3-0 to Rotundo. That's a big call there, because if Mejia is picked off at first, that's the end of the inning. And now, since that's not the case, Rotundo is walked on four balls. Ay, ay, ay. So Salvador walking the batter. That's going to bring up Juan Bincho. So Rotundo now on first. Mejia on second. And a golden opportunity for Juan Bincho. Here we go. Don't you know? First pitch to Juan Bincho. Here it is. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. A lot of poise when you look at Juan Bincho in that batter's box. I mean, from the first day I saw him here at the Dean to now, you can see the progress in Bincho, and he makes contact there. Nice piece of hitting, but right there, perfectly placed, is the left fielder, Noah Williamson. And just like that, that's out number three. And we are heading towards the fourth inning. That's right, the Jupiter Hammerheads on top, 1-0, as we approach the top of the fourth inning. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be right back for the top of the fourth inning, but we're going to do it after this commercial break.
For more information, visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Let's turn your attention down the first base line. Time for the Crumble Cookie Race. And here is your play-by-play announcer, Brooke.
Hey fans, I'm here with Matthew and Mason, and they're going to do a Crumble Cookie Race. Are you guys ready? Are you marked and psyched up? Looks like the box is in the lead.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Wow.
Some answers can only be found in nature.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cardinals, 47 pitches in the books. Luttrell looking for his first hit of this Friday night. Count goes 0-2 to Chase. Winquest, on the other hand, looking for his fifth strikeout. Count goes 1-2 to Chase Luttrell. Here comes the 1-2. Luttrell makes contact, but it goes foul into the stands, and that's going to be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And that's what you got to love when you come to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, right? You remember that moment when you were a kid and you caught maybe your first foul ball, or maybe a player gave you a ball. I mean, maybe you haven't been – I mean, I know I haven't been lucky to catch any foul balls, but – I see the happiness, the delight in these fans and these kids when you make your baseball memories come true, and that's what you have here at the Dean. A nice crowd, some good baseball, and Winquest indeed getting strike out number 5. So just like that, Luttrell goes down swinging. Montgomery up next. But make all your baseball memories come true. Why not? Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Here comes the 1-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1, outside, ball two. Here comes the 2-1 upstairs. Count goes 3-1. 3-1. Top of the fourth inning. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. So we got the Mega Pash Monday and Tuesday. What a way to celebrate the United States of America, huh? And America's favorite pastime. You get to watch some baseball. That sounds like a pretty good Monday and Tuesday night, I would say. So here we go, 3-1 count. Bernal going out to the mound to talk to Winquest, obviously talking some strategy. They're still in this game. Just a 1-0 deficit for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Montgomery in the box, nobody on base. Here comes the 3-1. This one's called strike number 2. 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Winquest. Here comes the 3-2. Outside, just missing. And Montgomery on a good eye takes first base with just one out here in the top of the fourth. Christian Rodriguez up next. He's looking for his first hit of the evening. Here comes pitch number 59 from Winquest. In the dirt, Bernal getting to it quickly. Montgomery staying at first. One oh count with one out. Torin Montgomery on first. He's the base runner. After that walk, here comes the pitch outside. Count goes 2-0. Hammerheads are trying to do what their roommates did in the first half. They're trying to win this second half. Just imagine if the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Hammerheads make something happen in this postseason. That would be exciting for us at the Dean, huh? This one is smacked by Rodriguez, heading towards the track and right on the corner of the warning track. And that's going to be a double play, believe it or not. Oh, my goodness. And sitting there with his helmet in his hand, looking in disbelief. Montgomery. I wouldn't say that was the best base running, but Rotundo able to catch the ball on the edge of the grass there by the dirt, right by the warning track. And Montgomery was already rounding second. Rounding second, going to third like everything was all good, and no, it wasn't. That's a double play. So just like that, we're heading. That's right. We're heading. I don't know if the scoreboard is messed up on me. No, we're heading towards the top of the bottom of the third. Bottom of the fourth. There we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. We're not going to go to a commercial break. We're just going to wait for the warm-up and talk about all the fun things that are going here. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, of course. If you look at the Florida State League East right now, I mean, it's a totally different picture from the first half. You have the Daytona Tortugas, and we're going to check your out-of-town scoreboard soon. You got the Daytona Tortugas right now leading in the second half of this season. They're currently undefeated. They've won 5 straight games in a row. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. They're 5-0. The Hammerheads are 2-2. The St. Lucie Mets are 1-3, and the Palm Beach Cardinals are 1-4. So as we wait the start of the bottom of the fourth, Hammerheads just up by one run. Don't forget, first pitch for our Mega Bash for both games on July 3rd and 4th. That starts at 6 p.m. Don't miss the biggest bash in Abacoa this year. I'm talking post-game fireworks. I'm talking a kids' area that you're not going to believe. Inflatables all over the place, merchandise specials, and so much more. Monday, the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. And on Tuesday, July 4th, Fort Myers and the Hammerheads. Leonardo Bernal leading things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Takes the first pitch, ball one. And the next pitch down the middle, count goes 1-1. Two on the count to Bernal. Looking for his first hit. Salvador still on the mound for the Hammerheads. And Bernal was able to make contact. It was in play, but he fell on the ground there and couldn't make it back up and make an attempt at a play, so he's out. Out number one, Bernal is retired. Baez up next. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth, Hammerheads holding on to a 1-0 lead. And the pitch to Baez, that's going to be ball number one. Here comes the 1-0. Just outside, count goes 2-0 to Baez. Jose Salvador on the mound for the Hammerheads, approaching pitch number 21. Here it comes. Baez making contact, but it goes foul. So 2-1 the count with one out, bottom of the fourth. Hammerheads on top of the Cardinals, 1-0 early on in this game. Friday night baseball, you gotta love it. Here comes the 2-1. And Baez makes contact, pops it all the way up, all the way up. Prater trying to track it down, the catcher, and he does. Nice defensive play by Sam Prater, the catcher of the Jupiter Hammerheads. And how about that? Two outs just like that in the bottom of the fourth now with Carlos Linares in the box. Linares also looking for his first pitch of the evening. Cruz on deck if we get to him. Here comes the pitch from Salvador. And this breaking ball upstairs, that's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Linares. And he pops this one up towards the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen, but it's going to go right into the stands. Foul ball. That's going to bring the count even to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 to Linares. Salvador getting his pitch from Prater. Here we go. And this one's outside. Count's going to go to 2-1. Robbie the Redbird in the stands, one of the best mascots in the business. And I'm telling you, man, that big Redbird seems to have more friends than I do. And that's not surprising. And just like that, Linares making contact but thrown out at first. That's out number three. So Linares goes down on a ground ball. And just like that, the Hammerheads are hanging on to a 1-0 lead. Top of the fifth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right. I know you missed me. We're back. And what a game so far, huh? A nail biter, a barn burner. Call it a pitching duel. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Going to try to get some more offense going here as we look to get things going here in the top of the fifth inning. Hammerheads find themselves with a 2-2 record in the second half of the season early on. Cardinals dead last at 1-4. So a win would mean a lot for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll see what happens. New pitcher on the mound for your Redbirds. That's Angel Quencia with a 9.36 ERA, 25 strikeouts, 25 innings pitched thus far. First pitch to Spahn is outside. That's going to be ball number one. Nice crowd here today at the Dean, enjoying some baseball and some perfect weather. One one the count to Spahn. Here it comes. Outside, ball two. Bond struck out his first time up. Here comes the 2-1. This one's downstairs and away. Count goes to 3-1. And the next pitch to Spahn outside, that's ball number 4. So with a good eye, Spahn gets to first. And you know how he got to first? He got to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo, choo, choo. Some good discipline at the plate by Spahn. And now with nobody out, Hammerheads have a runner on first. Prater up next. Here comes the first pitch to Sam, strike 1. 89 mile per hour fastball from Quencia. Quencia from Pariguan, Venezuela, picked up as an international free agent in 2018. Prater makes contact, but it goes well foul. Counts 0-2 to Prater. No outs here, top of the fifth inning. So don't forget, Friday is our dog day, right? The dog days of the summer here at the Dean. And I'm a little interested on how things are going to go. We got a big red bird walking around the stand saying hi to everybody. Does he get along with the dogs too? That's my question. That's my question. We got a 6-foot bird, right? The best mascot in the business. How do him and the dogs get along? I'll keep you posted. I'm keeping an eye on the situation here. Here comes the 1-2. Quencia decides to throw over at first and check the runner. He gets back there safe. So Spahn getting back there, no problemo. Still no outs here with a 1-2 count. We'll see if Prater can make something happen. Ninth pitch approaching for Quencia. Here we go. And checking his swing is Prater, but the pitch is outside. Count goes even, 2-2. Good eye there by Sam. Count 2-2, no outs, runner on first, top of the fifth. Hammerheads trying to add a little bit of cushion, right? Some breathing room. Nobody's excited about being up 1-0 in the middle of the game, so we know exactly what the Hammerheads are trying to do here. Quencia looking over at first, getting his pitch. Here it comes, making contact is Prater, but it goes foul. And that just gives you a look of what the Hammerheads are thinking, right? I'm telling you, they're going after maybe getting one more run, two more runs this inning, anything it takes. Spahn was going for second on that pitch regardless. He was going to steal, and now we know. Prater, of course, fouling it, so the play being called dead. Here comes the 2-2, and Prater rips this one towards center, and going to get it with a remarkable play is Cruz. Holy moly, what a defensive effort by the center fielder, Addison Cruz, with a diving catch in center field for out number 1, and Spahn quickly going back over to first. That was impressive. So some good defense by the Palm Beach Cardinals here in the top of the fifth, keeping them in the game. Very nice. Noah Williamson up next. After that loud out number 1. So the runner's going to go now. Spahn able to take second, no problem. Another wild throw, though, to second. Thank goodness Cruz was there for backup and got to the wild throw quickly. So Spahn stays at second. But the Hammerheads are threatening now with a runner in scoring position. Noah Williamson in the box. He struck out his first time up. Perfect opportunity for Williamson to get RBI number 9 of the season. Count 0-1 to Noah. One out. And Noah makes contact. It goes foul. Strike number 2. 0-2 count. Quencia on the mound facing Williamson. Runner on second. Top of the fifth. Here we go. Big swing and a miss. And that's a strikeout. Nice job by Quencia getting his first strikeout in relief. And Williamson goes down for his second strikeout of the game. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts, who's also struck out twice. A lot of motivation, though, and incentive here with a runner on second. We all know here, one good hit by Roberts, and Spahn's coming home. Coming home to mama. That's right. We'll see what happens. Counts 1-0, two outs, top of the fifth. Here we go. Quencia on the mound. Roberts in the box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And making contact, that's going to be a loud foul ball right over the Cassidy Cool Zone. That's right, CassidyAC.com. John C. Cassidy Air Conditioning Services. Man, they have helped me out so much. Ever since I moved to Florida, I've realized how important it is to have a reliable AC guy. And John C. Cassidy is the one. And Roberts grounding out, trying to hustle over to first. But right there is Mejia scooping it up over to Linares. And that's going to be out number three as we approach the bottom of the fifth inning. Jupiter Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Bottom of the fifth inning here at the Dean. Addison Cruz in the box, the center fielder for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We've seen a lot of good defense from these Cardinals. Let's see if they can pick it up on offense. Just down 1-0. Cruising through this game, though. Mid part of the game here in the bottom of the fifth. Cruz batting 238, has 12 RBIs on the season. Yeah. 1-2 the count to Cruz. Salvador on the mound. His next pitch will be number 30. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss. And did he tip it? He did. Maybe a foul ball there. Counts 1-2, though. One to the count to Cruz. And making contact there, staying alive. Saturday Night Fever, except it's Friday, and John Travolta's nowhere to be found. Staying alive. That's exactly what Cruz did as the count remains 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 from Salvador outside. Count goes 2-2. Salvador looking for his first strikeout of the game, of the season. Finally getting some repetitions in the second half of the Florida State League East. Big swing and a miss there. And there it goes. How about that? Call me Miss Cleo. Why don't you? Did I call it or not? He's looking for his first strikeout of the season, and there he gets it. Jose Salvador. As Cruz is retired on three strikes. So Javier Bolivar up next. Looking for his first hit. And tips it. That's going to be a foul ball. I don't know if you guys hear the dogs barking, but it's dog day here at the Dean. Every Friday during the summer, bring your dogs. The dogs are free, of course, but you know, us humans, we gotta pay. It's great to see the dogs. Robbie the Redbird trying to make friends with the other animals at the stadium. I don't know how well that's working out for him. But back to the game. 0-1 count to Bolivar. Salvador gets his pitch. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, count goes even, 1-1. We'll check your out-of-town scorecard and scoreboard in just a minute, see how the other games in the Florida State League are going. Bolivar takes strike two there. Count goes 1-2. Bottom of the fifth, Jupiter 1, Palm Beach nothing. Bolivar stepping back into the box. Here comes pitch number 37 from Salvador. And in the dirt, that's ball number two. So let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. Right now, the Blue Jays tied up in the bottom of the sixth with the St. Lucie Mets, 2-2. Tortuga's looking to start this second half 6-0, looking for their sixth straight victory. Bolivar hits this one over to third, hustling to first, and he's safe. Bolivar makes contact. Rodriguez was right there at third, bobbled it, fumbled it a little bit. And just that couple of seconds is what allowed Bolivar, with all the hustle in the world, to get to first easily. So Bolivar's on first. Espinoza is up next. One out here, bottom of the fifth. Maybe the Cardinals can get something going. Here comes the first pitch to Espinoza. Espinoza making contact right over to Spahn, right over to Lewis, and right over to Montgomery. A double play, and that's it for the bottom of the fifth. Talk about defense. You're getting it today. That's right, a big dose of it from the Jupiter Hammerheads. Getting out of the inning, a double play just like that. Nice play by the infield. And we are cruising, folks, to the top of the sixth inning. Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Top of the sixth inning here. Ian Lewis leading things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looking to add some run support to this 1-0 lead as we get going in this game. Approaching the back half of the game, right? Only four innings left. And the Hammerheads have to either provide some hope, right? Maybe another run or two. The Cardinals also have a big chance to get back into this game if the Hammerheads can't do that. Quencia on the mound. Here comes pitch number 20 in relief for Quencia. Lewis fouling that one. Count goes 2-1. And this one is ripped by Lewis, getting past Espinoza at second. And that's Lewis's third hit of the game, all base hits. But I've already told you about Lewis. He's not looking to stay at first. All the speed and talent in the world. When it comes to Lewis, I mean, if you look at the scouting report, it's not really about, you know, power hitting. It's about getting on base and then making it happen when you're on the bags with your speed. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes and tries to steal second, especially with a big bat like Javier Sanoa up in the box. And when I talk about big bat, I'm not talking about home runs. Sanoa has 40 RBIs on the season. That's a big deal. And Quencia obviously knowing the threat that Lewis brings to the bags, checking him over at first, trying to pick him off. Counts 1-0 to Sanoa. Here comes the pitch. This one upstairs. That's going to be ball number two. Two-oh the count. Lewis on first. After his base hit, his third of this Friday night. Two-one count to Javier Sanoa. Sanoa also getting a hit today. Count goes even, 2-2, no outs. Top of the sixth inning here at the Dean. Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And Lewis trying to sneak over to second. And is he going to get the okay to go to second? Looks like it might have ended up being a balk or something. I don't know. But Lewis is awarded second base. So Quenza on the mound. Here comes pitch number 26. A little bit of a situation here. I told you the threat that Lewis possesses as soon as he gets on base. And Sanoa pops this one up all the way to the Cardinals bullpen. Three guys trying to grab it. Not in time. So that's going to be a foul ball. And the reason you see so much hustle to get that foul ball is because Cardinals know if they can get Sanoa out, they're only two outs away, right? Maybe just a double play away or something. But with no outs and Lewis on second, Hammerheads have a chance here to add some run support. Here comes the 2-2. And Sanoa pops this one up, all the way up. And that's another souvenir falling into the stands. Count stays even, 2-2. Two 2-2 count, nobody out, top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. All the way inside, count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Lewis on second. Anxiously looking upon what's going on. Trying to make moves on the bags. As this one's fouled. Count stays full, no outs. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. Trying to make it 2-0. Maybe 3-0. We'll see what happens. Here comes the 3-2 from Quencia. And Sanoa makes contact, but yet again foul. So here we go, Jupiter up 1-0. Top of the sixth inning, Lewis on second. Here comes the 3-2 to Sanoa. And Sanoa pops this one up. Rotundo trying to track it down, and he does. The speedy left fielder supplying out number two for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
The designated hitter, number 10, Chase Luttrell.
I'm sorry, out number one. I was just talking about that, how they need to get one out desperately. And they do. So that's going to bring up Chase Luttrell. Cleanup hitter. Luttrell looking for his first hit of this Friday night. Lewis on second. I'm telling you, one hit in play, and Lewis is coming home. He knows it. I know it. Luttrell swings and misses. Count goes even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 to Luttrell. And this one downstairs, ball two. Two-one count, pitch number 35 from Quencia. Here we go. Outside, count goes to 3-1. Montgomery on deck, Rodriguez after him. 3-1 the count, top of the sixth. Hammerheads on top, 1-0. And making contact there is Luttrell, but it goes foul. 3-2 count, full count here, top of the sixth with just one out. Lewis taking a healthy lead at second. Here comes the pitch. And making contact is Luttrell, but right into the glove of the shortstop. That's an easy out number two. Nice grab there by Jonathan Mejia. So Luttrell is retired on a pop-up. Montgomery's up next. Down to two outs after Lewis gets on base there early on to start the inning. Cardinals have found a way to get out of this inning, right? Just one more out and try to keep this to a one-run deficit. So here we go, Montgomery in the box. Here comes pitch number 38 from Quencia. This one downstairs, ball one. Montgomery batting 309 with two home runs, 17 RBIs. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Strike one, counts 1-1. And here comes the next pitch to Montgomery. foul ball. Count goes 1-2. Montgomery from Kirkland, Washington, 6'3", about 240. The big bat playing at first base for the Hammerheads. Makes contact there. That's another foul ball. Montgomery picked in the 14th round of the 2022 draft. Marlins organization really excited to see what comes out of this first baseman. And you got to think about it, right? Even at this level, every game means something. I mean, think about what a great season the Miami Marlins are having. Any of these guys are going to be playing their hearts out to just be a part of that, right? That's the whole point. Get here, develop, and then make it into the big leagues. And that's why I love calling these games, because we see the stars of tomorrow. Guaranteed. Here comes the 2-2. Montgomery rips this one, and what a catch at left field by Rotondo. Holy moly, Rotondo to end the inning. I for sure thought that was going to be in play, and the Cardinals averting any more damage. Rotondo with a diving catch in left field. That's all she wrote for the top of the sixth inning. And we're rocking and rolling, folks. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. You already know it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hammerheads trying to hang on to a 1-0 lead, trying to get their second win in a row. Trying to take the advantage in this series with the Cardinals. A big weekend in store for you here in Jupiter at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beers around the bases tomorrow. What an event. If you don't know, now you know. That's the event to come out to. Beers around the bases tomorrow, and then we have our Mega Bash Extravaganza. That's right, Monday and Tuesday, with both games slated to start at 6 p.m., right? First pitch, 6 p.m., that's right. Monday and Tuesday. Get your tickets, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Jose Salvador still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Jonathan Mejia in the box pops this one up, and Roberts is right there to get it in right field. That's going to be out numero uno. So Roberts hasn't had any luck hitting, but he's done his job there in the outfield on defense. He is retired on the pop-up, and that's going to bring up Chris Rotondo. with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 1-0 to Rotundo outside, ball two. Here comes the 2-0. Big swing and a miss, strike one, count goes 2-1. And here comes the 2-1. Catches the plate there, count goes even. Nice pitch there, 89 mile per hour breaking ball by Salvador. Count goes even. Full count now to Rotundo, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Here comes the 3-2. And making contact but foul. Count remains full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Nice contact there by Rotundo, but right there to get it is Rodriguez. Rodriguez over to Montgomery. That's going to be out number two. And up next is Juan Bincho, don't you know? Bincho looking for his first hit of this Friday night. 270 average, 3 home runs, 28 RBIs on the season. Making contact there, but that's going to be popped up. An easy grab there for Javier Sano in center. And 3 outs just like that. That's all she wrote for the sixth inning. Top of the seventh coming up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're in.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Wow.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some run support here for his Jupiter Hammerheads. Just up 1-0, and Rodriguez with a shot. It's a fair ball down the first base line. He's rounding first, easily going to second, and that's a stand-up double for Christian Rodriguez. How about that? Rodriguez getting on second, nobody out. top of the seventh inning with a 1-0 lead. That's exactly what the doctor prescribed here for the Palm Beach, for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That's what Palm Beach hopes to do maybe in the next couple of innings. They got to get back in this game, and they can. Only down 1-0, but it starts right now with Harrison Spahn in the box. Spahn up next. Rodriguez on second, and Spahn rips this one. What a grab by the shortstop. Holy moly, Mejia with a diving grab. And even though there was no play at first, I mean, it definitely prevented Rodriguez from moving over to third.
The catcher number 7, Sam Prater.
So even though no outs there, what a diving attempt by Mejia. So Spahn on first, Rodriguez on second, Prater up next. And he hits this one over to Espinoza. Espinoza tagging the runner. What a play by Espinoza. Tagging out Spahn and then throwing out Prater at first. A double play just like that. Noah Williamson up next with Rodriguez on third. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. New pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals, Chandler Arnold. 2.76 ERA, 21 strikeouts and 16 innings of work. Arnold from Dallas, Texas, picked in the 13th round of the 2022 draft. Count goes 1-1 to Williamson. Here comes the 1-1, making contact but foul. Count goes 1-2. One-two count, two outs. Top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. And a fastball there by Arnold. Popped up into the stands. That's a foul ball. Count goes 1-2. Fans enjoying a lovely Friday night here. A nail biter, a pitching duel. Just a 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads. This one's popped up, and blooped right in front of the right fielder, Joshua Baez. Rodriguez easily comes home, and that's an RBI single for Williamson. Man, he was itching and wanting and hoping for that, and he got it. Nice piece of timely hitting there by Noah Williamson. Gets the RBI. And there's a little bit of a cushion. There's some run support. But again, who's happy with a 2-0 lead in the game of baseball? Anything can happen. Williamson taking second, and he gets there easily. A stolen base attempt by Williamson, successful. And the Hammerheads have a threat now with Williamson on second. 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads. 7 hits, 1 error. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And just catches the plate there. Called strike, 1-1 the count. One-one count with two outs. And this one is ripped past the shortstop. No chance. A run's going to come home. And Roberts is going to try to run back to first, and he does. He was trying to round first and take second, trying to get a double out of that. But Williamson easily coming home. Brett Roberts finally getting the hit that he was looking for. And it's going to be an RBI single. It looks like he's going to take third. Well, once you look at that, it was a wild throw. He got back. He could have been awarded second. It looks like he got third. So what a turn of events. Another run comes home. And the Hammerheads are up 3-0. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals' bullpen. Obviously, Chandler Arnold just got into the game. He's only thrown 12 pitches. The whole infield in, trying to talk strategy, right? Trying to keep the composure where it needs to be. They're only down by 3. If they can get one more out, they obviously still have a chance. But the Hammerheads, not necessarily with bombs out of the park, but timely hitting, man. A bloop into right field, the base hit up the middle, and just like that, two have come home in the seventh inning. Hammerheads up 3-0. Roberts on third. Lewis in the box, and Lewis rips this one in right field past Joshua Baez. Brett Roberts comes home. Lewis is rounding first. He's going to second. And that's an RBI double for Ian Lewis. 4 hits on the evening. A spectacular night for Lewis. And this is exactly what everybody's been hoping. All the talent, all the potential in the world. His 4th hit of the night. And bringing home run number 4. Jupiter now on top 4-0 on this Friday night. And look at what you got now. Javier Sanoa in the box. He has 40 RBIs on the season. And with the speedy Lewis on second, here we go again. Hammerheads looking for some more cushion, looking for some more run support. Insurance. I'm not talking Geico. I'm talking runs. They're lurking. They're swimming, looking to take another bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. 4-0 now with 3 runs in the 7th. Cardinals looking to do anything they can to get out of this inning. It's almost stretch time, and it might be much needed. So here comes Sanoa stepping into the box, getting ready. Arnold getting his pitch from Bernald. Here it comes. Catches the outside corner, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball, strike one. A golden opportunity for Sanoa with a speedy Lewis on second. He makes contact. Lewis is rounding third. There's going to be no play at the plate. Sanoa's going to go to second, and that's an RBI for Javier Sanoa. And the Hammerheads are now up 5-0. Wowzers. Talk about excitement. You're getting some offense now from the Hammerheads.
Designated hitter, number 10, Chase Luttrell.
Chase Luttrell up next. Holy moly. Whole infield in. And Cardinals are trying to not let this game get away from them. That is the key right now. And we'll see if this conversation helps in any way. But right now, with the Cardinals sitting on a 1-4 record, they want to get a win. Do whatever they have to do. But the Hammerheads right now at 2-2, waiting for the Tortugas to slip up just a little bit, trying to inch their way closer to that first place spot. So here we go, top of the 7th inning. The Hammerheads have been able to bring 4 across home. And you think about it, right? Roberts hadn't gotten a hit all night, finally gets an RBI single, doing what he has to do, right? Making up for the rest of the game, because right now is when everything matters. When you have a nail biter, a barn burner, a pitching duel, man, those runs here and there at the end of the game mean everything. So Roberts finally gets his first hit. It's an RBI. And then Lewis. What about Lewis getting his 4th hit of the evening? He makes it an RBI, brings in another one home. Unbelievable. What a game so far by Lewis and these Hammerheads. Good pitching all around, phenomenal defense, and offense when needed. And then you had, you know, Sanoa with an RBI single as well. And that's who's on second now. And Javier Sanoa, I would put him in that same category with guys like Roberts, guys like Lewis. A lot of speed when you think about the one, two, and three hitters. So that brings up Chase Luttrell. Two outs here, top of the seventh, almost stretch time, makes contact, and right there to get it is the shortstop Mejia over to Linares, and a much-needed out number three. Hammerheads are able to bring four home in the top of the seventh, now have a 5-0 lead, and just like that, man, I'm sure the Cardinals are happy about it. It's stretchity stretch time. That's right, the seventh inning stretch. I'm going to spread my arms. I'm going to stretch it out a little bit. And how about we grab some peanuts, too, and enjoy the music? Here we go. My favorite song of all time. Take me out to the ball game. It's stretch time. Enjoy it, folks. You gotta love it, folks, and I'm not talking McDonald's. I'm talking baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's right, the Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals all weekend long. Bottom of the seventh inning coming up. Hammerheads on top, 5-0. Walter works with you on MILB.com. That's right, it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Wow.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here we go, folks. Start of the bottom of the seventh, Leonardo Bernal in the box. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads, Eliezer Rodriguez. He has a 6.00 ERA, 5 strikeouts, 6 innings of work. Bernal making contact right there to get it is the third baseman Rodriguez, a routine play to Montgomery for out number one. Joshua Baez is up next. A lot of eyes on Baez. We know the potential. We know the talent. Picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Nobody on base with one out here in the bottom of the second. After a big seventh inning, Hammerhead's able to bring four across home in the seventh. And they're currently up 5-0. And this one's popped up all the way up. Sanoa calling it, and he gets it over there at center field. Nice play there by Sanoa calling it. I mean, I even heard him here from the booth. That's out number two. Carlos Linares. He's stepping into the box with two outs, nobody on. Trying to avert a quick seventh inning. And trying to get some runs home. The last thing our Cardinals want to do is start the second half of this season at 1-5. They had such an impressive first half, winning the first half. We love to see it. But now it's go time. making contact there, but foul. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the 2-1. Outside and away, ball 3. Count goes 3-1. Comes the pitch from Rodriguez. That's going to be a foul ball. Count remains full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Linares goes down swinging. Nice job on the mound by Rodriguez in relief. That's all she wrote for the seventh inning. Walter Works with you on the call live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the party, everybody. Hammerheads on top, 5-0. Top of the eighth inning here. Walter Works with you on the call. Thank you for joining me. Whether you're listening at the ballpark or you're at home, I appreciate it, and I love doing what I do here. And I'm so happy to be back at the Dean. I really have taken a couple weeks off, and I'm happy to be back in the booth with you guys, and the perfect time to be back, right? We talk about tomorrow, beers around the bases. That's going to be a lot of fun. Man, if you haven't been to one of those, think about it. Beers and baseball, you can't go wrong. And it also falls on a kids' club Saturday. That's right, after the game, all the kids run the bases. It's always a lot of fun. And then, of course, Monday and Tuesday, it's our Mega Bash. Oh, yeah. We're talking fireworks. We're talking inflatables, specials all around the place, whether it's at the stadium or downtown Abacoa. You got to be here. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Montgomery in the box facing a full count. Chandler Arnold still on the mound. Here comes pitch number 27 from Arnold. And making contact is Montgomery, but it's going to go foul. Pitch clock ticking. Montgomery getting set in the box there. Fastball there by Arnold, 92 miles per hour. And that's going to be ball number 4. So Montgomery getting onto first via the choo-choo express train. That's right, the base on balls express train. Choo-choo-choo. Did you get your ticket? I know Montgomery did. He's on first with a good eye. Rodriguez getting hit in the back. Oof, he earned that one. And now the Hammerheads have runners on first and second. Ay, ay, ay. So that's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. After Montgomery got on with a walk, Rodriguez gets on with a hit by pitch. And now Harrison Spahn in the box, trying to really break this game wide open. Hammerheads up 5-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. Nobody out. And Spahn is in the box with runners on first and second. Arnold with the pitch. That's going to be ball one. Count goes to 1-0. Hammerheads with 10 hits on the day. Cardinals, unfortunately, have no runs and only two. Only two hits. Bernal going out to the mound to talk to Arnold. A lot of action in the Cardinals bullpen. Hammerheads also warming up some arms as well. So Spahn with a .213 average, four home runs, 25 ribbies. He's got Rodriguez on first, Montgomery on second. Hammerheads on top, 5-0. Top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be called a strike. Count goes 1-1. Hammerheads trying to improve to 3-2 in this second half. Trying to get their 38th win overall. Cardinals trying to improve to 2-4 and trying to get their 39th win overall. A tale of two tapes there. Spahn getting ready, steps outside of the box. He gets back in there. Pitch clock ticking. Counts 3-1 to Harrison Spahn. Runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch. This one gets past the third baseman. Bolivar had no shot. And Spahn gets on to first with a stand-up single. And the bases are now loaded. And I'm not talking about a bacon and cheese baked potato, folks. I'm talking about loaded with Hammerheads all over the place. Runner on first, runner on second, runner on third, nobody out. And we got a situation here at the Dean. Things are not looking good for Arnold and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Infield is coming in. Coach is coming out. There's going to be a pitching change. And you know what? We're going to take a break for that pitching change. Top of the eighth inning coming right back up. Hammerheads on top, 5-0. And now they have the bases loaded with nobody out. Man, like your favorite TV show, your favorite movie, the suspense is building up. Folks, we'll be right back for the top of the eighth inning after this pitching change. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back, everybody. Luis Gastelum on the mound. 9.00 ERA. One strikeout on the season. He's going to face Sam Prater. lot going on here. With a 5-0 lead, Hammerheads a golden opportunity to really blow this game up. Count goes 1-0 to Prater. And making contact there, getting through the legs of Bolivar. One run is going to come home. Two are going to come home. And what a mistake at third as Prater makes contact. Probably should have been an easy out number one, but instead of an easy out number one, the Hammerheads bring two more home. It's a 7-0 lead here in the top of the eighth. Aye, aye, aye. That's going to be ruled an error, the second one for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Ay, Dios mío. That's all you could say if you're a part of this Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. Breaking ball to Williamson, who's now in the box. Nice pitch there by Gastelum. Strike one. Runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Prater on first, Spahn on second. Williamson making contact, but it's foul. Here comes the 0-2. Gastelum getting his pitch. Here it comes. And bloops it right in front of Bernal. It's going to be in play, and what a throw and catch. That's out number one. Nice grab there by Linares. A much-needed out number one.
Right field number one, Brett Roberts.
Brett Roberts up next. Roberts up next. He had the big RBI single his last time up, making contact there, getting past Mejia. Another run is going to come home, and that's an RBI single. That's right, his second one of the night for Brett Roberts, and it's an 8-0 Jupiter Hammerheads lead. They've been swimming, they've been lurking, and they just took a big bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. Holy moly. 8-0 on 12 hits. And think about it. Roberts started this game striking out twice, popping up. He hadn't gotten a hit. And now his last two times at bat, getting two RBI singles. Very impressive. And now you think about it, with a runner on third, a runner on first, on the corners, Ian Lewis, he has four hits. Four hits. Talk about a Friday night fiesta. Four hits on the night. One of them bringing home a run. He's been on fire. Somebody get a fire extinguisher. Ian Lewis is on fire. 1-1 the count to Lewis. Looking to make it five hits. A five-hit Friday night. Can he make it happen? Count goes to 1-2 for Lewis. Four runs in the seventh, three in the eighth have really put this game out of reach somewhat, at least. I mean, everybody knows that anything can happen in this beautiful game of baseball. And Lewis making contact there over to Espinoza, flicking it over to Mejia. Not able to get the double play, though. It could have happened, but the ball falling out of the mitt of Linares, and a run comes home. So it's now 9-0. 9-0, Hammerheads.
Center fielder number six, Javier Sinaloa.
Javier Sanoa up next. He had an RBI this game. An RBI single. His 41st RBI of the season. And what a nice piece of hitting by Sanoa. Just getting the ball by Espinoza. And that's a stand-up single for Javier Sanoa. You gotta love what you're seeing out of this Hammerheads lineup. Not necessarily the power, but the hitting potential. The speed of Roberts batting first in the lineup. The speed of Lewis batting second in the lineup. The speed of Sanoa batting third in the lineup. I mean, that's a lot to deal with. And the Hammerheads know exactly what their strategy is, and you've seen them execute it to the fullest extent. 9-0 lead here in the eighth. 0-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Two outs here, top of the eighth inning. A beautiful night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida, the scene of this edition of Friday Night Baseball. 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Top of the eighth inning. Count goes to 1-2 for Luttrell. Gastelum getting his pitch from Bernal. Pitch clock is ticking. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Here comes the 1-2. And Luttrell making contact. Right there to get it is the first baseman, Linares, and that's out number three. Ay, ay, ay. If you're a Palm Beach Cardinals fan, that was a rough inning. Well, the last two innings, Hammerheads are able to get four in the seventh, four in the eighth. I mean, that's eight runs. Eight runs right there, and all of a sudden, it's a 9-0 game. I mean, the Palm Beach Cardinals, they were staying in line, keeping the game within reach, but a few costly mistakes and some timely hitting from the Hammerheads. You got to give them credit. They've been able to put Lewis on the bags, Sanoa on the bags, Roberts on the bags. Not just put them on the bags, but they've been able to get the hitting down pack too. So what a game it's been for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looking to win their second game in a row. Looking to improve to 3-2 in the second half. Looking to get their 38th win overall. And that's what we're going to see if they can do when we come back from this commercial break. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the eighth inning, Addison Cruz up to bat, and he bloops this one over to right field. Nobody able to get it, almost getting it, but he gets to second safely with a double. What a way to start the bottom of the eighth. The time is now. The time is now for the Palm Beach Cardinals if they want to get back into this game in any way, shape, or form. Just imagine. Down by nine. Javier Bolivar up next. First pitch to Bolivar. Fastball, 91 miles per hour. Just missing the plate. Ball one. 9-0 lead, bottom of the eighth. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads. Your mean Lara with a 1.85 ERA, 23 strikeouts, 24 innings of work. Lara from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Picked up as a free agent in 2015. The 24-year-old has been impressive. That's going to be called a strike. That's number two. Count goes to 1-2. As Bolivar steps out of the box, gets back in there. Here comes the 1-2. Yeah, making contact but foul. Count's going to remain 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And popped up. Prater trying to track it down. And he has no shot. Falls into the stands. Everybody trying to grab it. What lucky kid is going to get it? And there he goes. Count stays at 1-2 here. Bolivar in the box against Lara on the mound. Make all your baseball memories happen here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So much going on this weekend. Beers around the bases tomorrow. And then, that's right, the biggest, the best. We're having a mega bash here. That's right, Monday and Tuesday, first pitch at 6 p.m. We're celebrating our beautiful country. That's right, our independence. First pitch Monday at 6 p.m., first pitch Tuesday at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Counts 2-2 to Bolivar. Here we go. And this one gets him. 91 mile per hour fastball, just getting the corner of the plate there. And Bolivar goes down swinging. Espinoza's up next with one out, runner on second. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be ball number one. One oh, the count with one out. Cardinals down by nine. Yes, you heard me right. Nine. Espinoza pops this one up by the Cardinals bullpen. Montgomery trying to track it down. Almost gets it. Close, but no cigar. Espinoza getting back into the box, facing a 1-1 count. Lara on the mound, one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 1-1. And making contact is Espinoza, right into the glove of Lara, right over to Montgomery, out number two. Two outs, Jonathan Mejia up next, runner on third. Hammerheads 9, Cardinals nothing. Here comes the first pitch to Mejia. And this one outside, that's going to be ball one. One oh count to Jonathan Mejia. Your mean Lara on the mound. Here comes the pitch. This one outside. Count goes to 2-0. comes the 2-0 from Lara. And makes contact, but behind home plate, foul ball. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one count to Jonathan Mejia here on this Friday night edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads on top, 9-0. Here comes the pitch. And makes contact there over in left field, going towards the track. And that's a nice catch there in left by Noah Williamson, out number three. And the Cardinals are still scoreless. Heading towards the top of the ninth inning, folks. Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Top of the ninth coming up after this commercial break.
Song again! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Here's that song again! It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the ninth inning. Hammerheads all over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Montgomery up next. Got a new pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals, Wilmer Ortega. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1, popped up all the way up. Who's going to track it down? Bernal thinks it's him. He throws the helmet away and gets out number one there. Nice piece of catching by Leonardo Bernal. And that's going to bring up Christian Rodriguez.
Third baseman number 14, Christian Rodriguez.
So Rodriguez is up next. Ortega with a quick first out there. First pitch to Rodriguez, strike one. 91 mile per hour fastball. And the next pitch popped up, popped up, popped up. Mejia tracking it down, and he gets it right there in the shortstop position. That's out number two. Wilmer Ortega from San Felipe, Venezuela, picked up in 2019 as an international free agent. Harrison Spahn up next. Here comes the 0-1 outside. Count goes 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. All the way up in the air. It's popped up. Who's going to get to it? Espinoza tracking it down. And he gets it. That's out number three. Last chance opportunity for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bottom of the ninth inning coming right up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
9 high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Last chance opportunity for your Palm Beach Cardinals. And they got a tough road ahead of them with just 3 outs left to give, facing a 9-run deficit. The Hammerheads, they've been swimming. They've been lurking and just biting these Cardinals all night long. A 9-0 lead on 13 hits. How about that? Rotundo leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he hits this one right over to left field. Williamson making the easy grab, and that's out number one. So Juan Bin Cho's up next, and don't you know, he's had one heck of a season, I'd say. One of the most beloved Palm Beach Cardinals. Gonna try to create a spark, make something happen. Batting .268 with 3 home runs and 28 ribbies. He's been the designated hitter all night long. So here comes Juan Bin Cho, counts 1-1. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads. That's Jake Schrand. And Schrand from Cincinnati, Ohio, the 23-year-old righty, picked in the 9th round of the 2021 draft. Jake's going to try to close out this game and send the Hammerheads home happy. Second win in a row, that's what it would be. They would improve to their 38th win overall, and this would be their 3rd win of the second half. Trying to stay neck and neck somewhat with the Daytona Tortugas, who have started this second half undefeated at 5-0. Juan Bin Cho grounds this one. Montgomery gets it, steps on the bag easily. That's out number two. So up next in the box, let's see.
Batting number 27, Jake Burns.
Jake Burns. So Burns up next from Sydney, Australia. How about that? Picked up as an international free agent in 2019. Makes contact there, right into the glove of Lewis. And what a way to end this Friday night fiesta. The man with so much hitting going on, right? Lewis was all over the place. 5 hits on the night. Can you believe it? He had an RBI too, and then ends the game with a nice play at second. And just like that, folks, the Jupiter Hammerheads, with a 9-0 victory over the Palm Beach Cardinals, improved to 3-2 on this second half, 38-33 overall. Now think about this. Overall, the Hammerheads have now caught up to the Cardinals. They're both 38-33. The difference is we're now in the second half, and the Cardinals are in prime position, right, to pick up the pace, make something big happen this weekend, and get back into the conversation. But the Hammerheads, let me tell you, they're playing fundamental baseball. 9 runs today on 13 hits without a home run. Nothing left the park. It was done with speed, good coaching, timely hitting, and let's face it, folks, they got it done when they needed to get it done. They pull out the victory today, 9-0, their second win in a row. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be an exciting one. It's going to be a mega one. That's right, our Mega Bash Monday and Tuesday. Beer around the bases tomorrow on Saturday. It's the Hammerheads and the Cardinals all weekend long here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And the Hammerheads really took a bite out of these Cardinals tonight. We'll see if there's a shot at redemption over the weekend. A lot of baseball to be played. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com is where you get your tickets, or right outside at the box office. Hammerheads win 9-0. Ay, 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 what a game. 4 runs in the 7th, 4 runs in the 8th. That's what really blew the game wide open. Just imagine, before that even happened, it was just a 1-0 lead. A couple of mistakes, I would tell you, a costly error that kept an inning going when it didn't need to. Went right through the legs, a ground ball, right through the legs of Bolivar. That wasn't a good thing there. But anyway, the Hammerheads blew the game wide open in the 7th inning. In the 8th inning, they went 9-0, and that's all she wrote for this edition of Friday Night Baseball. Folks, I'll be back with you on the call Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So much going on. Beers around the bases. The Mega Bash here at the Dean, downtown Abacoa. We're going to have so much fun. I am so excited to be back in the booth with you. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And I'm saying it. Adios, amigos. I'll talk to you soon. Have a beautiful, happy, and healthy Friday night.